Sorry, I didn't.
Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up. A big Canadian football weekend this weekend. First, Andrew Buckles, we're going to recap the Vanier Cup. Western doing a number on Laval. We previewed this before, and you said, I believe you said Laval will win this game, right, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people figured that Laval would win this game. The Rougeaux have been such a dominant team in Canadian university football over the years, and they were so good again this year. So, yeah, I definitely had them winning. But Western came out, they capped off a perfect season, and they showed that they were more than just a good Ontario team. They showed that they were an Ontario team that can stack up with the best nationally. And they were very impressive in this one and came out with the win.
All right, now, not only did they come up with a win, but they handled Laval. What do you think was successful for Windsor, Western, for this whole year, but specifically the Vanier Cup?
Well, in this one in particular, I think it was all about their offensive line and their defensive line. They really won the trench battle, and that's something that they haven't always been able to do. That's something that sometimes Ontario teams have come up short in playoff games and in the Vanier Cup against other conferences. And I think it's really impressive to do this against Laval, which has always been able to win those trench battles. This time around, Western won that. They were able to really establish the run. They protected their quarterback, and they put a whole lot of heat on Laval quarterback Hugo Richard, and that really limited him and really forced Laval into making a lot of mistakes.
Now, let's take it through for next year. Laval and Western, are they sort of the finalists for next year's Vanier Cup?
I mean, both teams have been Canadian university powerhouses for quite a while. Both are going to be good teams again next year, but it's far from certain that they'll meet again. These teams have both been good for most of the last decade, and yet they'd only met in the Vanier once during that span in 2008, and Laval won that one. So there are plenty of rivals to both of them. In Quebec, Montreal has been very good. They've won the Vanier recently. They're going to go back and forth with Laval all next season. In Ontario, there are a whole lot of contenders. Laurier has been very good. The Golden Hawks at making a real run this year and making it to the Gates Cup against Western. McMaster has been good. Queens can be good at times. So there are plenty of teams that could knock them off, and that's to say nothing of teams from other conferences like Calgary or UBC out of Canada West. So it's certainly possible that we could see a rematch between these teams, but it's far from inevitable.
All right, final question with Andrew Buckles as we look at the 53rd Vanier Cup in Hamilton, Tim Hortons Field, won by the Western Mustangs. Now, next year, we mentioned next year, but let's look back at this year. What would be your moment of the year prior to the Vanier Cup? Western winning, but take me through what would be the moment for you of college football or university football in Canada this year?
Well, I think there have been a whole ton of great moments and a lot of really interesting moments. The one that probably made the most international news was with the Atlantic Conference deciding to cancel the Loney Bowl over an eligibility scandal and then being forced to play it by a court. And that's certainly not something that a lot of people in Canadian university sports are going to look at back at fondly, but it was really a remarkable moment and something that does stand out about this year in retrospect. On the field, I think Western's dominance all year is a great story. The Mustangs went undefeated and they just swamped just about everyone they played. I think it's interesting to see how Laval and Montreal went back and forth yet again. The Rougeaux were top ranked for most of the year, but then they lost that game to Montreal, came back and beat them the second time around. But it's clear that those two teams are still fighting it out for Quebec supremacy. And I think we saw a pair of good national semifinals and the one with the Western and the Atlantic champions was a little bit of a blowout, but it's still a good performance here by the Mustangs. Laval's game against Calgary was a good one that went right down to the wire. We saw some good conference championships, and I think we saw an excellent Vanier Cup and one that was a lot of fun and a good showcase for the sport.
All right, that's Andrew Buckles. Tell everybody how they could get a hold of you, Andrew.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Andrew Buckles. You can read more of my U Sports Canadian University coverage on usports.ca every Monday morning. And you can read my CFL work on Barn Burner and also my other work at Awful Announcing and The Comeback.
And Andrew will be back here discussing the 105th Grey Cup. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.